Daytona 500, run yesterday, won by Jimmy Johnson. And taking part in the race was the official race car driver of this show, who joins us now on the ticket hotline. We say good morning to Gas Cap Louie. Morning, Louie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
We're doing fine. How did Daytona go for you this weekend?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you there, Junior. It didn't go too well. Tough day for me. I'm busted, broke, and banged up. My leg's in a cast, and my ego's in a sling.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, you know, I hear people making a lot of big deal out of that Kyle Larson, his engine going up into the crowd there on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
My whole damn car went into the crowd on Sunday, and nobody's talking about that at all.
No, I didn't see that.
Well, it's kind of hard to notice. I was running on Team Smart Car again this year. I knew I was up against long odds to win the race running on a two-cylinder, but there was the only company that would sponsor a guy who has to drive an automatic and is 100 pounds overweight, but I'm working on it. Doctor has me on Atkins diet right now. But I was pretty much eating meat every meal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to cut out the bread.
Yeah, it's easy.
But I'm going to be honest with you there, Giorgio, that two-cylinder, it's got some drawbacks, gentlemen. I got to get better gas mileage than the other guys, 53 miles to the gallon. Unfortunately, it only has a 3-gallon tank, so that kind of hurts me there.
You're so small, you got lost in the crowd yesterday. I never saw a smart car out there.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I did get lost in the crowd there. And I tell you what, that smart car made some improvements last minute. After what happened on Saturday, I bought Kyle Larson's engine at Salvage and put it in my smart car.
Okay.
Fortunately, it just overpowered the drivetrain there, and I kept busting them drive shafts. So I finished dead last. No points for old Gas Cap Louie.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's too bad.
You've never won Daytona.
Never won Daytona, and I'm still trying. And I tell you, I'm running out of years to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting up there.
You know, I want to be honest. I want to be upfront about something. I want to tell you guys right now, if you guys want to put it on the air a little bit later on, you can. But there was something very violent that occurred right before the race.
Ooh. What was that?
Well, there was a pre-race fight between me and another racer.
Oh, no.
It got pretty heated. It involved some serious punching and some violent, racially tinged language.
Oh,
I'm not proud of that.
Wow. What happened?
I'm talking about the punches, too. It was a shot to the face. Very violent. And man. I don't want to tell you who that fellow racer was, but that I got in a fight with, but she was a pretty good fighter.
Oh, no.
You fought Danica?
Well, yeah, I guess now you figured it out.
We
got to fighting, and it ended up with a knockout punch and blood on the ground. It was so violent, gentlemen. I tell you, I've never seen been part of something that was that violent, and I was knocked out for a good 15 minutes.
No. She knocked you out.
She did. I tell you what, she packs a big old punch and everything, and it kind of surprised me. Took me off guard, hit me on my glass chin. I was down on that ground, gentlemen.
Boy, what a terrible day for you.
Fighting a woman, though.
Oh, it was so horrible. I was so bad off. They did that old race tradition of bringing out the blue curtain and surrounding me with it, and I was about 30 seconds away from the gunshot when I woke up, jumped up, and got my smart car.
That's horse racing that they do that.
I got to go, gentlemen. I know you guys are up against it. You got Faraday coming up.
Okay. See you, Gas Cap.
See you later.
All right. There's Gas Cap Louie. Maybe or maybe not at Daytona yesterday.